All right, so we're opening the meeting. It is 6 o'clock.
Sorry, Trevor, we sat right behind you. Sorry.
Oh, as I said, I don't know if Trevor, you want to come on today, but. Oh,
thank you. It'd feel better, yeah.
All right, so 6 o'clock meeting has been opened. Section spot number 2, citizens input. Is that why you guys are here?
Yes.
Okay. What can we do for you guys?
I just wanted to share that I've got some good news, I think, for you guys, is that Cora has decided that she probably won't be playing ball this year.
That's definitely not good
that's
news
not
for
good
us.
News
well,
for
it gets rid of me, right? So I think that's the main goal.
That's not what we're trying to do.
I mean, but this is where it comes from, is how we feel of how things have gone. Okay, so we talked to her and been supportive as far as what she wants to do. It's been her choice from the beginning. It was her choice for soccer. Basketball was the same, 100% support, no matter what she chooses. Yes, great. No, great. She said tonight, she's like, I don't know what to do. And asked, like, what's holding you back from playing? And it's Kelly.
Okay, stop right now. We cannot have this in an open meeting. This is a personnel.
Okay.
So this cannot happen tonight. This will have to be on a separate meeting if that's what we're going to bring up. Unfortunately, that cannot be in an open meeting because that is a personnel issue. So, if you want...
How are other people supposed to understand?
Unfortunately, with personnel, we can't... Neither with the town. The town, we have to go into executive session.
Well, the other thing is what are you wanting them to understand?
Her feelings.
Okay, well...
Unfortunately, that's not something we can...
Right.
We can't, because unfortunately, we also have to protect our coaches as well.
Would protection of... At what point do we get to protect the kids?
Why are you thinking she's in danger? I mean, she's...
Have you been to practices?
She's okay.
All right, enough. All right.
It can't go there.
I said tonight, this cannot happen. Okay, Christina, that's for you too. This cannot happen. Okay?
No problem, Molly.
Personnel issues cannot... Hey, don't. Enough. Okay? Look at me. Okay? So, enough. This can't happen. Personnel, we can put you on the next agenda. We haven't scheduled the meeting yet. We can let you know.
Can she be on the next agenda open meeting?
No, it cannot be an open meeting because it's a personnel issue. Coaching, a personal, like a coach, is a personnel issue. So it will have to be an executive session.
So how about kids' feelings?
If
it's not in regards to the coach specifically.
That can be an open meeting, but it, once again, if names get brought up, it cannot be brought up because it is a personnel issue.
Sure. Understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is where we're at with that. So if you would like to, we can add you for the next, to the agenda for the next.
Okay. I would like to ask... I would like you guys with making decisions for the 5-6 for all the teams. Will everyone be at a practice?
We all plan on being at the first. One of us. Well, no. So Friday's meeting is only for 3-4, 5-6 boys, and then the kindergarten next Wednesday, which I sent a meeting, will be for 5-6 girls and 1-2.
Yeah.
Then we'll all be at all of those.
As the meeting. What about practices?
Practices, we will, some of us will be there as needed because we'll be setting up and stuff and we'll be there. We will be at practices. We will watch. But that's something that, this is a new year. This is a new season. So we have to.
We want to start with new. That's all we're saying. And we would love to see Cora play. Absolutely love it.
I know you would, and we would too. But she can't do it.
I think she has a lot of support to show that she can do it.
She has
behind everyone that wants to see her succeed.
Right. But she's only been begged by children to play.
Who's shown her that?
Classmates begging her to play. It's not coming from anyone.
Well, that's what I mean. She's got a lot of support to play. So I think she's got the full committee support to play.
Absolutely.
It's hard to feel that without bringing up personnel as far as decisions.
The one thing that's hard for us is we have to do what the law says, right? And we went to the attorney. That's all we can do.
We didn't have
anyone else apply. We don't know what to do.
To hear from other parents.
But if we had no one else apply, what do we do?
Reach out to the 5-6 parents to say, this is our option and this is what we have.
Unfortunately, we can't do that. I put out on Facebook.
You can't reach out to parents, though?
I've reached out to everything. I put it on Facebook. I've put it on Front Porch Forum. We've posted it in the stores. We've reached out as much as we can reach out.
Have you reached out to every parent that emailed?
We've sent out every email that we... Anyone interested that sent an interest in coaching.
Right, but not, I mean, as far as interested for the position, but as far as...
I thought we did a school thing.
Concerns.
Yes, we reached out, we had interviews, we made a decision.
She's asking about the other parents that sent in emails with concerns about this specific personnel.
I don't know if we're open to discuss what emails we can't, unfortunately.
That is something that is confidential that cannot be discussed between everyone else.
So can we write it down for executive session that this is stuff that... needs to be talked about.
I'm still not sure on that session though that we would be able to discuss responses.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't.
I've gotten a public records request already. There are no responses to those parents.
Yeah.
So that I can would tell be you regarding that. Personnel issues. So I'm not sure that would be.
Once again, we would have to clarify things with the lawyer that we are discussing with. So unfortunately, that is something that we will have to touch base with the lawyer before we go into that. But I can tell you that we cannot discuss. Anyone else's concerns with you guys? We can only discuss your guys.
We don't expect no.
And we have made it very clear to all parents that have reached out, whether it's via email or in person that we've all talked to, they are more than welcome to come to us in a meeting and discuss this, and no one has done that. They can send emails. We've offered for people to come in.
So you're saying you have replied to all those parents that sent in concerns?
We haven't replied to all of those, but know quite a few of them have talked to us in person or have called, and we have said you are more than welcome to come to a meeting to discuss these concerns. Okay. They have not. We can't force people to come in here.
No, you can't. I know a lot of times it's been brought up to have a discussion with personnel and parents that have concerns. You guys have brought that up numerous times, but it has never been offered to those specific parents. Hey, we have this personnel that is willing to sit down with you. Are you willing to sit down with them one-on-one, or, you know, if that personnel wants guys there or something like that?
Unfortunately, this is something that we will have to, we're still in the process of resetting the committee. Like, we're having to, with the lawyer's information, we have some stuff that we need to do tonight.
Okay.
To reorganize everything.
So you're putting people in certain spots.
We have to reorganize.
Policies?
Yes. We don't have new policies.
We're creating
procedures. They're not going to be policies. They're going to be procedures on how how everything's going to be done. So those are new things that will be coming into play. We are going to discuss them tonight.
Yep.
And then we'll give them all to you guys as drafts, as parents. And then we'll have you guys come in to discuss them.
Will the coaches have policies?
Yes. It will be for the coaches and the committee and all the parents as well.
Or procedures?
Yes. It's procedures for all of it. So
it'll be procedures that the coaches need to follow as far as...
I think they're going to be like policies and procedures that most schools have for guidelines for communication.
Yeah, it's more like guidelines.
They're all subject to change, but normally things can get figured out.
Communication
or policy or procedure, however you guys want to interchangeably
use them. It's
going to
be for communication.
However you guys want to apply the wording. Do you guys understand what we're doing?
No.
Okay, so we need to have a process for coaches and people to talk. Right? Yeah. That needs to be set
coaches
up.
Coaches and who to talk?
People, in general. Parents.
Parents. Okay, thank you.
Guardians.
What would you guys like to see in these procedures, policy?
Is it, I'm asking you.
One thing we're doing.
I'm not asking you what you'd like to see.
No, I'm asking you.
We're trying to incorporate someone's not happy, right?
Check.
So we can take a 24-hour thought process on it, and then put an email in or whatever to the coach, because I believe it's going to be addressed to coach first, then we can move it up the chain.
I was gonna say, but we haven't created any of these yet.
Right. No, this is all thoughts. Yes, ideas.
So unfortunately, all of this stuff that you're bringing to us tonight, unfortunately, we can't really handle with right now because we need to go on to the next steps and create these things.
But if you have feedback, that would be a good time to give.
Or like I said, what we're gonna do is we're creating these. These are gonna be drafts that you guys will get when you're at your meetings. So you guys will get them, and then we're having a meeting after where you guys can bring any feedback to us for these. So that's what we're doing tonight.
I don't mean to interrupt, and I know the timeline's short with Cora and stuff. I know a lot of county or schools have closed it, but I can get her on talking to teams if she needs to go that route. I would love for her to be here.
I wouldn't even talk that way.
I would love for her to be here. I did tell Kelly, and I know it might not matter in the circumstances, but I told Kelly that I would be her assistant coach. So I plan on being at practices. I would love to see Cora play. I would hate to see her play anyone else. I would love to have Ella ref. I would love to have Ella ref. I just know for Cora, like for her, for being with her friends and being with her team and what she's been through already, going up through the rankings with them, that's where she wants to be, and I understand of the
situation. I've already reached out to Kelly and asked her about working together with the girls, the boys together. So, again, that's another set
and
of eyes
And I'm going to be at some practices. I cannot guarantee I'll be at every single one of them as I work two jobs. So I'm going to try my best to be at games and practices. But unfortunately, I work two jobs, so I'm going to try my best. And like I said, this is a new year. This is a new time. We are wanting to start everything off on a clean slate. That's why we're creating these for procedures that we are all going to be following. The coaches, the committee, the town, we're all going to be following these, okay? So this is something that we're trying to start on a clean slate. I know that things are from the past, but unfortunately we have to move on. And please let me finish. Okay?
So it burns, it hurts,
and I know things have happened in the past. Unfortunately, we can't change what has happened in the past. We can only move forward from here. So there has been discussions with Kelly. There has been other things happening. That's going to be the next thing. If you guys can have a civil conversation one-on-one with her, with one of us committee members with her.
I don't think that's ever been a question, Molly.
The
opportunity has been.
It's not been a question on this side, I guess, is the better way to say that.
I asked you guys in that other meeting the other day, and you told me no.
Because we're concerned about what it will get us.
How can we know if we don't do this?
If we get her, what will it get her too? We shared that with you too.
Yeah.
This is not about you guys. Yes, this is about, only about Cora.
Yes. Yes. So we're trying to figure out a way to make this move forward
and keep Cora.
So unfortunately, like I said, unfortunately tonight we can't really discuss much more. We are gonna move in. We have to move into the next steps of reorganizing the board and creating these procedures. And then at the next meeting, we can put you guys on the agenda for personnel issues, and we can go into executive session if you would like to discuss any more. Like I said, unfortunately, we cannot discuss personnel in an open meeting.
Sure. No, we can ask.
I mean, but you just shared what we said in the executive session that wouldn't leave a room, that we said no to meeting at that point.
You were bringing it up, telling me.
Talking so much about an executive session that you were not part of.
What executive session?
Enough. All right. Meeting's done. We're done for tonight. Yes.
Meeting going? Is it going?
Yes.
Can I offer a procedure policy?
Yes, that's
idea.
Yes.
Okay. I would like to see something for communication from the coaches.
That is going to be part of it.
Yep.
Like
nope.
I said,
this is specific.
Nope. Yeah.
If there is an issue that they approach the family and the child that it involves, because we can say it's in the past, but it's still happening. If there has been an attempt to reach out to Cora, how is she supposed to join this team with this history, with her experience?
once again, we can, yep. I mean, what I'm going to tell you is, I know, but what I want to tell you is, I want to discuss this in executive session with you because there are processes that I would like to discuss with you that have happened, but I can't discuss it in an open meeting with you right now. So we were going to create these things. There's going to be things about communication, steps on how to handle complaints and how everything is going to be handled. These are all going to be procedures that we are creating. We, like I said, we'll give them to you guys as drafts. You guys can review them and then at our next meeting.
You guys being all parents.
Well, like all the parents. Well, so we're going to create them tonight. And then we're going to distribute them to you guys' parents at those meetings.
Okay.
You guys can review them. We'll bring them to us. Like, you guys can come to us at the next meeting with any of the changes. Okay? Unfortunately, at this point, we need to move on.
I have something a little bit different for community. Okay. Well, I mean, it's not crazy different. Okay. And maybe it's just something that is going to go in with the new procedures that you're talking about. Actually, the more I think about it, it definitely is going to go in with kind of what Erin just said. And that's just communication from coaches. If parents reach out.
Like, that's all going to be in there. That's going to be how it steps on.
And you were just saying communication is a big piece of the procedures that you're doing.
We're working.
I definitely think that was lacking
from
the soccer season that we had. And not, I mean, I can't say so much from previous seasons or whatever sports seasons that we had, but.
We are going to be working on communication. It is one of the things that we are working on.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out an easier way for communication for everyone.
What that is,
we don't know yet, but we are working on it. We are trying our best.
Yeah.
Could be as simple as just revisit the conversation.
That's the biggest problem, revisiting
a conflict.
And like
so
I
there's
said,
a conflict, everyone does not want to talk about it.
We're going to create these. You guys will get to review them, and then we'll get to discuss them.
Well, it's good. I'm glad to hear that you guys are doing something like that. Like, I think that that's good for both sides, parents, coaches, you guys, town people.
I was going to say, there's going to be a lot of changes that are going to be coming up this basketball season that you guys will get to read about. We'll discuss little bit about them on Friday. But there will be some changes this year. Okay. Unfortunately,
I will say if I felt like it was appropriate to reach out to Cora, I would beg her to play on this team. And I would love to have that conversation with her.
And like you said,
starting new, I want us. I get it. It's hard. I do. And I want the best for Cora and every athlete in this town. I really do. From the bottom of my heart, I want to help. And if you guys said, would you? I would beg her to play for this team. I really would. And I know it's uncomfortable.
It's her choice.
I know.
I'm not begging her. I'm giving her the opportunity to choose. And she's leaning towards another opportunity. So I guess we'll get some Cambridge Community Center times to go down and play some hoops.
Well, I'm the one begging her to play for Eden. I think she would be a great addition.
She would be amazing.
I think this will be a good year.
And like I said,
it will be a good year.
We will put you on the agenda. Like I said, there's going to be lots of changes that happen this year. So we will, like I said, we're going to go into the next stuff, reorganize the committee because everything's been changed. So we got to reorganize the committee. Everyone's got to get their new positions. And then we are going to go into creating these procedures. And then we'll go from there. And like I said, we'll let you guys know when the next meeting is. We'll put you guys on there for personnel.
And there's 5 of you on the committee now?
4. Well, yeah, there's only 4.
Dan's
over there.
Dan's on the...
Oh, Nick's not.
Nick's... So it's just me, Trevor, Dan, and Christina. And just like we have put ads out for other people to reach out to the community. Like, we've reached out to the community members because we didn't know we're one person short.
Right. The same way you've done for years and years, reach out to community members.
So we're just still waiting. They can send in a thing anytime for a letter of interest to the clerk email, and we'll get it to the select board. So, like I said, we will address this, but we are going to move on to the next thing.
Please do.
Which is reorganize the board.
Good luck with that.
Yep.
Thank you for your
time.
Thank you.
So, let's try to get this done before Dan has to
fly.
All right, so.
Is that bad?
What was it?
Who wants to be coordinator?
I thought you were doing that.
I will if you, someone has to nominate me for that.
I nominate Molly.
I second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Okay. So, anyone want to be assistant coordinator? I think that'd probably be your next bet. So I nominate Trevor.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Treasurer or secretary, we're kind of going to have to...
We're going to be double dipping onto all of these.
Yeah, so it's fine.
Whatever we have going right now, I think is working well with you and Dan running the... equipment stuff and checking that out. It was really great for you to go through it. We're spearheading the emails and coordinating.
So we just kind of got to do this for formality situation. Yeah. So do you want to do treasurer or secretary?
I'll do secretary.
All right. I nominate Christina for secretary.
I second it. All in favor?
Thank you, guys. Yeah. It is an honor.
All right. And then that leaves. So I nominate Dan for the equipment facilitator.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So, that's been reorganized.
I think you guys are all going to be really good at your roles.
So.
Not as a community member, I'd like to thank every single one of you guys. Thank you, Molly, for and Christina, for stepping up for all the kids. Thank you, Trevor, for your past and present. And thank you, Dan, for the same thing. So.
Thank you.
All right. So, now we're on number 4. Create procedures.
So, first one that we should really discuss, which I don't even know where I've lost all this stuff.
How to conduct an open meeting. So, basically we need to, what I basically just did is make sure that we have order in it.
I forgot we didn't even say who's here.
It's fine. Okay. Oh. We don't do that at the select board meeting. I just write everyone down. Okay. The select board.
I just like for community input and everything.
Yeah, we can still write them all down. And most people we at this point know. So, if we don't, we can just ask them who they are. For first one, how to conduct a meeting. So it's basically how I think it should go is the coordinator, if they're here, if for some reason they're not here, it would be the assistant coordinator, opens the meeting. Are you guys are all okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then 2, we follow the agenda and try our best to... keep things going as smoothly as possible.
Agreed.
And try to move
things. On point.
Yes, and try to move things through as long as we're all on the same page for that.
Agreed.
Make sure that we're all taking notes just in case something does come up. Our iPad does most of it for us. But just make sure we're all doing that. Just know that we can put a stop to it if things are to get out of hand where people are not listening.
So my question for that is when you, do you just end the meeting the whole meeting just ends?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll certainly try to talk less.
Yeah. So we're just try to engage as little as possible. We need to keep.
We're listeners.
We're listeners. And then we can always discuss it after. I know we all have our own opinions, but unfortunately, we got to keep those.
It's all neutral.
Well, and they don't matter. We're members on the board. Exactly.
So unfortunately, we all have our own opinions, but they go underneath the table when we're here and we're all neutral.
Absolutely.
So just kind of keeping everything thing, and if things get out of hand, we adjourn the meeting and we either move to a different day or we just adjourn it all together and we schedule a different day later down the road.
That sounds good. I'm certainly hopeful that everybody can maintain reasonableness.
Yep. And then just keeping order would be the either assistant coordinator or the coordinator's job, and trying to keep everyone level-headed and smooth.
On track.
On track.
I make a motion to keep those in order the way Molly presented, and we'll abide by those procedures.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Right.
All right, and then next one is how do we want to properly have the coaches, well, how do we properly want to handle complaints, whether it's us responding to them or do we want them to have steps first? Is that what we want, is steps on complaints, like first step they go to the coach?
Yes.
But they give it 24 hours, right?
Yes, agreed.
I think 24 hours. First step should be
going to the coach. Yeah.
Yep.
But not within 24 hours, and then step up from there. And then if that doesn't, if there's an issue, we can mediate it or whatever we need to do, or it comes to us.
And as just a community member input on it, like talking to other towns, they normally do where the athlete and the parent would go to the coach, tell the coach, these are the issues I have, and then you got to give them a practice or two, a week or two, to see if those problems resolve. Yeah. And then if they don't, then your next step is to bring those and address it. To
yeah, that makes sense.
So
address it 24 hours with the coach. The coach will address it with the parent. We're going to give it a couple practices to resolve. See if it resolves or works itself out.
Yep.
So what they wrote, or we have input, community input, it can go along with that. And I think that will maybe put a little butter on the toast.
I make a motion to adopt that procedure.
Hold on. Yeah. All right, so they want...
They're probably turning into too much.
Oh, well, this goes to that one. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
So this will go with this one. They should reach out to the parent, or they should ask the parent if it is okay to address the child with this concern.
Agrees.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't understand what that really means. I'm sorry. So the parent and the parent and the child go to the coach to say this is my concern, and then the coach should ask the parent if
the parent's gonna go to the coach.
Okay.
Address it. The coach should be like, are you okay with me addressing this with your child? And then...
And we're running off this one?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So we're going to address the coach.
Yeah.
But wait 24 hours to respond.
To respond. Give the coach one or two practices to...
Coach will address the parents. And give it one or two practices.
Yeah. I'm on board with all of that.
Yep. And then
if the parent is like, no, you can't address this concern with my child. I mean, I guess not everything needs to be talked about with the kid. It could just be coach's behavior.
Yeah. So yeah,
it could be a coach's behavior kind of thing.
So if
outside of the kid anyway.
If for some reason it's like the child feels this way and the coach wants to understand why.
The parent should be able to address it with the coach. Yes, without the
absolutely. Absolutely.
And then if for some reason, say it's
okay to bring in the athlete?
Well, say it's something like, my child feels this way for some ungodly reason, and the coach wants to find out what made the child feel this way.
Right.
Can they can ask the parent, can we go to your child to figure out how I can change this?
Yes, I agree.
Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yes.
All right, I think that's that one, right?
Yep. And that'd be number three, I think.
And then, so that would be, and then four would be if that doesn't resolve, come to the committee, right?
Bring your concerns to address the meeting.
It would have to be an open meeting. They would need to address
Unless do it's we about need... personnel, because then you're probably going to need an executive.
But do we need stipulations on that, what they wrote up, of like, I don't know, do you have to address the parent on everything?
Well, because, also, you know, just be clear, I don't think it should be automatically assumed that the coach can't address the child to begin with. I would only assume that the coach should ask permission if a parent is like, my kid came to me and said, you know, they're feeling like this or whatever. If it wasn't the kid bringing it up, then it should be.
Yeah.
Well, then can I address that with them, or should
exactly? But it should,
or should
just be,
or
like,
or do you want to be present when I address them with this with them, like? But that's kind of going to be like coach's discretion on how they perceive.
Agreed.
The concern. And so what we want, though, is if they, from what I can tell from previous stuff, is we want the complaint in writing, correct? Is
that,
so they would need
to
address.
To the committee or to the coach?
The committee. So for the committee to address it, the complaint will need to be in writing. That's where we can determine whether or not it needs to be an executive session.
Mm-hmm. Now, my only question would be, so should coaches document any issues with the committee? Like, if they have someone address them with an issue, should they just say, hey, I was addressed with this issue by a parent, just want to keep you informed, so then that way
I feel like
everyone... that if we do it a written complaint to the coach, that would be documentation. I think that would might
should
be
we have them do
better.
A written complaint after 24 hours?
I would go against the written complaint because it just seems a little too formal.
Okay,
yeah.
So
just like a hey, you know,
so
let me figure
what
this out.
The written complaint would be to us.
Yeah.
But what we can have the coaches do is keep a log.
Right.
And if it gets to the point where we do have a written complaint,
they can
just
email
once again,
the
it's
committee.
Kind of pretend
that's a
party,
you know,
yes.
issue.
You know, that way it's like...
Yes. So and they can email the committee being like, we had a complaint on this date. I addressed it with the parent. These are how I'm going to adjust the situation to try to move forward from it. And then we'll give them one or two practices to try to adjust.
Yeah, that would be a good backup, at least so they know they're addressing the issue. You know, the parent knows that it was addressed and they're moving forward with it.
Yeah.
On being documented.
And so coach, so on number two, it will be coach will let committee know as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do we think that is good for that one for right now?
I think just trying to think of every problem that's going to come.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
unfortunately,
you can also hand
can,
these to parents and they're going to
well,
put
yeah,
in.
Well, yeah, I was
going to
say,
too.
So what we've been told by our lawyer is we should type all of these up as drafts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give them to all the parents on Friday and next Wednesday. Schedule a meeting after that where they can come in with their things that they want to adjust.
And it gives you guys, committee members, a week and a half to think about what you've already written up, and maybe there's some stuff you want
we can
to
change. Okay? So do we want to make a motion for that one?
Yes. I make a motion.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Nice ear.
All right. Here's the next one. I'll give you your agenda. Well, it kind of, next one is how do we want to respond to emails?
I've really liked what we've been doing with the draft.
Okay.
And then,
so,
you know, update
create
it.
A draft, let the all the committee
so
look
they can
at
all
it.
See it in
yep.
there.
So, create draft.
Just have to remember to change names when I send it out. Hello, name. Oh.
Create draft.
Send an email to you for the coaching.
What? Committee.
That's all right. I've done worse.
No.
Silly.
I feel about pretty silly almost every day.
And I think at least two committee members should review them. How do we feel about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Outside of it, the two being Dan and I.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, you guys can be one.
I've been I actually haven't even hit sent without calling Molly first to let her know, like, hey, so I got this in two. There.
Right. So yeah. I think it's still okay just to write.
Yeah, two committees members. And then, is that basically all we would need to do for that one, right?
I think so. Is there like a time?
Should we have a time?
Do we want to have a? When do we want to?
And you guys also might want like what a generic do you respond
one.
To?
Yeah. I think a generic one of just if we need more time to think about it or something like that. Just say we've received what your complaint.
Do we want to try to respond within 24 hours?
We're gonna. If we think we need more time, we're gonna be. Holidays or this, that, you know,
like
we can put in the time.
72
hours.
Okay, so those are of importance.
Yeah, so do we want to.
Legal ones, especially.
And that's where we could, in 24 hours, we could reach out and be like, we have received your concern. Yes. We are looking into it. We will get back to you.
That sounds reasonable.
So, and then all the other ones are like pretty basic, like what time's practice or this or that.
Right.
Anyone can answer. So.
And then sometimes they're just general feedback
say thank you for your feedback or whatever. So 24 hours, if need more time, let them know. All right. Does that feel pretty good on that one? All right. So, do we want to make a motion?
I motion.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then, so now this brings us to how do we want to handle practices and stuff like that. So, I don't know. Has everyone read the email?
I have. I'm sure you haven't, but I can pull it up for you.
I have it right here.
Okay, perfect.
Hold on.
Just
find it.
Is this from
Issues? No, it's from earlier. Because we had talked about closed gym practices.
Mm-hmm.
But there has been an idea brought up that might be the better idea for right now, which is we basically create a system where the coach, if it's during a practice or if one of us is there, goes up if a parent is or a guardian is being super disruptive and being like, hey, this is a warning, please know, please let the coach, please not coach from the sidelines. We give them that warning.
Mm-hmm.
If they continue, hey, can you please step out for the rest of the practice? And then, but if they get super
aggressive
or super screaming or whatever, we can ask them to leave for the remainder of the game or the season or take them out for so many games. And this way it kind of.
You're talking about the parent.
Parents, mm-hmm. Yep. So, like, if there's been a situation in Hardwick where a parent was screaming at the officials, she got a warning. She did not. She continued to scream at the officials. She got kicked out for 2 games. If she screams at them again, she is kicked out for, she will never be able to step foot back into that gym. I don't think we need to go that aggressive, but that was high school that this happened with.
So
but,
what about, practices, too, with parents being out of practice and coaching? And
so that would be the same thing where the coach or if one of us committee members are there, and because the coach is trying to coach, we can be...
Excuse me. Be respectful for
please,
the players.
Yeah, please be respectful because I think one of the things we should have on here is let the coach and you be the parent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Let the coach, let the ref.
Yep.
That's normally how it goes, yeah.
Do we want to have that as one of them?
We got our roles.
Yes, okay. We do.
We can hang that up too.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing is the next one I have something where it basically states that too. So... Coach.
So, what if a committee member isn't at, say, a third, fourth game, and you have a middle school ref and, an adult ref, but the ref is just a volunteer,
the coach can go over and ask too. Okay. So, like, it doesn't have to be one of us. It could be the coach. If okay. if it is being super disruptive,
support the refs.
They can support the refs and being like, hey,
okay.
can you please settle down? If that doesn't work.
But like, you're asking, refs are always the officials of the game.
So. Well, I understand, but I'm just saying, like, if a committee member isn't there to be able to tell a parent, like, hey, you have that.
Yeah, but the coach.
Like, a lot of games you go to, you always see someone there that's, like, the person of the gym that will have to step up and be in that situation.
Right.
So
yeah.
my point is, like, a ref, you might have a middle schooler, and then you might have a new ref that's a volunteer that right. might be older that might not be comfortable in that
I
situation.
Think at this yeah. point, for most of it, I'm going to try to at least be at all the home games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in AAU, the refs have the authority to.
Yes, and.
If it's an official ref, the refs have the authority to.
Well, that's what I. Well, so what I was telling Christina is, like, if you had a middle school ref and then, like, a new volunteer
yeah.
ref, and neither of them felt like. I don't
yeah, know. It would be coach discretion.
Yeah, they could. And the coach could go over, but, like I said, I feel like at this. I feel like pretty much one of us or. A couple of us will probably at least be there for part of it, if not all of it, because we're going to need to and set up the gyms and stuff like that.
Well, and
so.
I know I'll be at every home game because either if there isn't a ref or if there isn't someone to run a clock or
yeah.
anything like that, but I don't want to step out of my boundaries and try to settle and escalate or de-escalate.
Yeah,
something
so, and like if you see something...
No, I just think it's supporting the ref.
Yeah,
you
so
know,
like, and if
absolutely.
You...
Like if we see some young kid as
okay.
a ref, you know, we're just... Yeah, as a school, everything,
as a
community
right,
member,
right.
and
should
support
be able
the
to
ref
and not let the
and,
other parent.
And because
be
you're, we've already kind of
like
put you as a floating coach last meeting. You have that authority because you're a coach, where you can go over and be like, hey. Look,
I just didn't want to have to like it because I've had things as a coach
yeah.
where in like Morrisville a couple years ago. Like, our side was getting a little rowdy, so I had to step out onto the court and just say, hey, parents, can you please settle down?
Yeah.
Like, things like that. But I didn't want to, like, if I wasn't just... I just don't want any finger-pointing, like, well, why is she you doing it?
No.
For the record, we can't stop that. But
yeah,
you
we can't.
You should still stand up if
yeah,
you
I was
going to
say, because
okay.
we're it's going to be coaches or committee members. You are a coach. You are a floating coach for our committee.
Okay.
So you're going
okay.
to be helping with 5-6.
Pretty
you're
much
be
all
helping
right
3-4,
I,
1-2.
I think the committee should kind of hold, I mean, the people, you know, they should hold themselves responsible too. Like, 100%.
Yeah.
One of our parents acting out, it's nothing for another parent to say, hey, buddy, we should calm down a little bit.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But as far as enforcing rules, it's going to have to be a coach or.
Coach
right.
or,
right.
or
right.
a committee member is
right.
going to have
to. But all parents should keep other parents in check
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so.
I agree. That's the point I want to make.
Community support.
Exactly.
And then so two.
Sometimes those Eden parents get rowdy though all together.
As
any parent of any doubt.
Coach or committee member can go ask them to be quiet, right, or settle down, or however.
Mm-hmm.
Coach or committee member.
Let's say excuse
polite.
Me. Let's behave respectfully.
Give a warning. We're gonna say give a warning.
Yeah.
Step three
second,
will be...
Second time you're asked to leave.
Yeah, second time you're asked to leave for the rest of the game. Unless it's like... Unless you... Unless they've gotten aggressive or something, then they can be out.
That's an automatic.
Yeah, but I think that would be up to the committee. Like,
yeah.
if you got to that point
oh,
where,
yeah,
hey,
yeah, yeah,
someone
yeah.
would be letting you know this person was asked to leave... Myself and somebody else that was a witness or someone that this escalated way too far, and then that's when you guys would probably decide what is the consequences moving
yeah.
forward for that.
So, and committee, if parent gets out of control, right? Do,
mm-hmm.
And no one can seem to control them. All right. I feel like that's a pretty good step for that, we think.
Yep.
At least a good start. Like I said, none of these have to be set in stone. Like, we can always adjust them as needed.
We're
so
covering some good ground.
We're getting
yeah.
some good ground on that one. So, are we all okay with that?
Yep.
I made the motion.
Yep.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. What is the other thing? Is that So how to handle a complaint, emails, how to conduct a meeting, like the open and closed gym. Do we feel that we need anything else right now? Well, and then we'll go to the next one, but for things that we need to basically
have in
our pocket, do we feel like we need anything else right now?
I can't think of anything else right now. Unless something arises, we can address it.
Yeah, if something arises, we can always create another one.
It's evolving.
We're trying our best here. We're doing the best we can.
Work in progress.
We're a work in progress. So then
the other thing we don't want to do is hand them 15 different rules. Yeah. Too, right? These are 15 rules you got to remember. These are the guidelines that you're going to follow.
And
as respectful parents or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna, a 50-page workbook.
I'm going to try to type it up as simple as possible for them, and then I'll put it in the email for the committee to read hopefully tomorrow. So then we can have them ready to hand out for Friday.
The only thing I would ask maybe is, like, is there anything for, like, if a coach doesn't follow a procedure correctly, what would be the next steps for the committee to do about something like that?
Personnel issue.
Okay. Yeah, so that's where...
It would be an executive meeting
where we would discuss it with them personally and not out in the open where they can get bombarded.
Yeah.
Private problems stay private.
Yeah. And then I know we had talked about we wanted to, like, kind of adopt the LaMoille basketball guidelines, so we just kind of need to vote on that if we want to.
Have you read Durham yet? I was with Nick when we went over
them
at that meeting.
That's this. That was the other thing I talked about.
Oh, yeah. I think we should.
Okay.
And then the back page, that's going to be the next
one. That's going to be the next part of the next one, too. So it will be in this, but it will also be part of the next thing that I'm going to bring up.
No,
as
I think
well.
That's all positive. Yeah.
Okay, so I motion that we adopt the LaMoille County basketball guidelines for the 25-26 season.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So now the next thing is, so for the zero tolerance policy, it is in the LaMoille County guidelines. But the other thing is I have connections with LaMoille, who has VPA rules, of course. And
LaMoille Principals Association.
Yes. So they have a sign that is hung, Cambridge has also been using this, and it's helped Cambridge a lot, too, where it basically says the LaMoille Union, which we'll just change this, in conjunction with the Vermont Principals Association, the Vermont Superintendents Association, and the Vermont School Athletes Directors Association require participants, spectators to behave in a respectful manner. Sportsmanship and safe playing environment are the top priorities for all Vermont school-sponsored activities. Vermont law requires learning environments free from hazard, harassment, and any bullying of any kind. This is especially true with respect to persons' race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, national origin, ethnic differences, or disabilities. Under no circumstances should any athlete, official, or coaches be subject to behavior or language and or language aimed to demean or disrespect or harm. If behavior or hate speech of any of this kind is observed and or reported, the officials will stop the event immediately to meet with the coaches and the site administrator about the next course of action. Possible outcomes for violating these expectations include an immediate ejection from the event, ending the event early and returning home, possibly forfeiting the event for future events, resuming the game without fans, scheduling future games without fans, restrictions or suspension from future attendance/participation. Adult and student athletes are encouraged and expected to work together to ensure the meaningfulness and safe learning environment for our communities to grow and thrive. Thank you for all your participation for helping ensure levels of different respect and safety for all. So that's been put on Cambridge's door when people walk into the gym because they've had similar instances with parents trying to coach on the sidelines, and their person has said it has helped tremendously.
They also had to remove a gentleman 2 years ago from their Cambridge tournament. that was yelling. And
so it is a sign that we can get made at Staples for like, I think Stacy said it's like $20. And we can just put it on the door at each game. We'll just take it with us so that it doesn't get destroyed during the school day. I am up for adopting that, but I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I suck at it.
Okay, but I really don't like how it says removing all spectators from games. That really bothered me.
Well, I think those are just steps.
Steps.
Yeah. So if you get, so it's up, it's a steps. Discretion thing.
Yeah, and it's one thing when we talk about the person who's causing problems being removed or expelled from games. Right. It's another to be like, we're just not going to have parents watch anymore.
Yeah,
that, right. I'm like...
Hyde Park Stowe had an issue a year ago.
More than one.
And it wasn't just one parent. Right. It was like a whole, four or five.
And I think that's
parents.
When.
So
it,
that's when it
I think that's everyone. When it comes yeah. into play because that, this has happened in Aalborg too, where it's multiple parents going at it all at once.
Yeah.
And then that's when you're like, all right.
It was on the news.
No parents yeah. in the gym.
Didn't someone have a heart attack out in the park?
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone died out of
Someone
that.
Died out of that. So, I would say it's going to be this was high school. So this is high school. So hopefully we don't get to the point where we're having to.
Well, I will say Hyde Park Elementary had to kick all parents out because they had one gets going, then another one gets going, then all of a sudden they feel like, hey, those two are complaining. I got a right to complain.
To be honest, I feel like we'll probably just stop the game and say, all right, enough.
Right. We've done it. We've done it.
So, I hope that we don't get to the last few there. I really don't want us to get to the last few that I said. But
if someone ends it beforehand, mm-hmm. the parents kind of get the point and like you did in Morrisville. Hey, if we keep hearing this, we're not going to keep going. So
yeah.
We
want to
finish this game. So
I think if we're all paying attention between the community members, the committee members, and then the coaches. And if we're hearing stuff behind us or on the sides of us, we're like, all right, settle in.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here for the NBA. We're here for elementary school basketball.
We're here to support the kids.
So.
And a lot of times when we've ended, the couple games that we ended was mostly just to do with safety. Like with kids getting hurt on the court and refs not blowing the whistle and getting to a point where it's like, hey, this is not worth finishing 2 minutes of basketball because someone's going to break an ankle or a leg because people are taking them out from underneath them and no one's calling nothing because they're getting mad at each other.
Yeah. So I think we just... hope that we don't have to get to those ones, but we have them in case we need to get there. Not that I want to ever get there. But
it's good to have it in place because you never know what could happen.
I've seen way too many things lately with middle school coaching. Is that my phone going off?
It sounds like somebody was over there.
The snow just fell off.
Oh, okay. I was like, what was that?
Me too.
All right. So I don't know. How do you and Dan feel about it?
This? Yeah, I'm okay with that. That's my piece about not having spectators, but...
Yeah. Dan, how do you feel?
Yeah, I feel fine with it. I feel the same thing, so... But it's at discretion, so...
Yeah.
Right, I recognize the reason.
Of the situation.
Absolutely. Like I said, I really hope in elementary school we don't come...
Get to that point.
Like, if we get to that point, we have...
Way bigger issues.
We have way bigger issues that we are going to have to handle.
Now, the least of our problem if we got unruly.
So I will make a motion to adopt the zero tolerance policy from Lamoille County and the VPA rule.
I second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And then the next thing is, are you guys okay with ordering that sign? Do we want to get that ordered for basketball?
Yes, I make a motion that we order the sign with the language from the VPA.
I second that.
And there is a little shelf in the gym right when you walk into your left that we keep the score clock thing in. So that's a place where you could probably put in the score clock or up on the shelf because it's high enough where the kids can't get up to it or anything like that.
Perfect. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So... think that's all of it. So basketball check-in. Uniforms have been ordered.
Whoop, whoop. Thank you, Molly.
I have saved some money. The next thing is we did receive an estimate from someone. It is $16 a jersey.
For the vinyl. This is more expensive than the jersey.
Yes. So with that being said, my sister is still willing. if we buy the vinyl is like $16.09 a roll. And we would need 6 rolls, 3 blue, 3 white. Okay. She is willing to do it. She won't give me a price on her time, but I feel maybe we offer her something.
Mm-hmm. 50%.
Like, to do it. Like, I'm not saying we need to pay her the $16 because that seemed a bit steep to me. That's why I asked her if she was still willing to do it. And she said that the week of Thanksgiving she could get all 30 shirts.
Awesome.
If,
thank you, Melissa.
So
I make a motion we have Melissa do the vinyl. All
right. Seconded.
So
are you guys
all in favor?
I know I'm just
Trevor, you got a question?
Nope, I was just saying the same thing.
Oh, all in favor.
Anyway, question. I'm not a committee, I'm just asking it as a community member. Should the committee maybe vote or ask, like, maybe give her something for her time?
Oh, yeah, we will.
Yeah, no, we're gonna.
I think that's what Molly was kind of
saying. Yeah, so, I don't know, because she's my sister, I don't want to say what to do.
I understand.
So, you guys, you guys are more than willing, I want you guys to.
So, she's asking
16?
No. 30 jerseys.
Yeah.
Was she asking?
My sister won't tell me a price.
What's the moment?
No, I know, but how many jerseys do we order?
30.
And what was the price for someone?
$16 was the person that I got back.
For
one jersey.
And putting the vinyl on?
That was for the vinyl. No, because we bought the jerseys already.
Right. So how much is it an average for doing that type of thing?
I think
we ought to just be fair and give her what is fair, right? Fair.
That's half of what.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Half of what?
Just be fair.
Yeah, half of what it is.
That's half of 16 brings it to $240. Does that seem reasonable? You guys just want to round up the extra 10 for 250 for round like up. Thank you for doing this.
Helping us out of a jam. I like it.
Wait, more? No. 10 jerseys at 30 is 300.
Yes, I put in 8.
Or 30.
I put in 8. We can do 10. I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay with 10. No, that would bring the jerseys still under $30.
Yeah, I'm giving
250
if she'll accept that.
If she'll accept that.
But she won't tell me a price, so she's gonna.
If we're under, come back to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, that's fine. So I'll bring it to her at the 250, and at the next meeting, we can discuss it more. Yeah. But I don't think she's going to.
I make a motion to put it at 250 to pay Melissa.
What I don't want is for her to feel like she's getting hosed or anything.
Right.
I don't want that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I was thinking 10, but.
I'm fine with 300.
Do you want to go to more jerseys, you're saying?
No, to give her $10 a shirt.
$10
a shirt for 300.
Whatever is fair.
I think we have
that to
select
fair.
For, but I'm fine with.
We are going to be still under the 3,000 that they allotted.
Great.
If we're still under the 3,000, I say we do $10 a jersey.
Okay.
Fair. She's going to do both
I second
sides.
That.
I think that's plenty fair.
Okay.
And she's doing
all
it
in favor?
And Thanksgiving. So we'll have them all ahead of time.
Yeah. All right. So I will let her know that. Like I said, I will get the vinyl ordered. And like I said, that's like $16.09 a roll. So we'll need 6 of those. And we get it in 2-day shipping because it's Walmart. And then shirts should be here next week. The 17th or the 18th is what I have for the delivery right now. They did not have any youth smalls, so we had to go with youth mediums. So some kids might be swimming in their jerseys, but we're doing the best we can.
Did you guys order shorts?
Yes. So I ordered shorts and jerseys. I got 30. So I just added the extra smalls. I put them in the medium section, like mediums. And like I said, kids are either going to be swimming in them or they're just going to have to tuck them in or tie them or something.
You technically have to tuck in your jerseys anyways at the beginning
of
the game.
So there we go. They'll tuck them in.
Start telling all the kids that.
Okay.
There's so many that do not.
So
they love style.
Drives me nuts.
So then the jersey can come untucked, like when you're playing, and it doesn't have to be tucked in, but the rule is you're supposed to have it tucked in at the start of the
game.
All right. Yeah. Beautiful.
What a technical.
Yeah. We can do that. I also ordered 2 basketballs, new basketballs.
For games.
The 17th, I'm going out to meet with Stacey Stokes to talk to her about a couple of other things. And she has some used basketballs that are still in really good condition that I will pick up for us to use.
The only thing is I gotta ask you, and I just thought of it the other day. Normally middle school uses the 29.5s.
She said they're the same.
They're 28.5s? Yeah, okay.
She said they're the same.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, perfect.
No problem. So we have those.
Good thought.
Yeah. I believe she said that they're the same that we use. Okay. So I'll double check them, though, when we're out there. And then she also has some soccer balls if we would like them. I wasn't part of soccer, so I don't know. So I can pick those up as well if you guys are okay with
that.
We'll take them.
All right, because we'll do that. Now we're down to other. So, today I was brought in the rest of the soccer stuff. With doing that.
You said you're to the other?
Yes.
You didn't get to pick basketball coaches.
Oh, we already did that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I just.
That's the other. Oh, you have the old agenda.
Okay. Okay. Well, so I saw that and I wanted to wait. Because I did want to say, like, I know I sent in an email to the committee asking about the co-coaching and stuff. So just to get into that real quick, I want to start off.
Yeah, we're at other, so you can.
So I just wanted to start off by starting with, I am sorry to you, Trevor Bidwell, by a biggest heart. Like, we had a conversation the other day about things that. What transpired last year, I've done some more thinking about it, and I want to just say to you that I'm sorry for taking away an opportunity that you deserved. You've been coaching along with me and these kids for the last few years, and I'm not here to make up excuses that was my fault to give a new assistant coach the ability to coach games and take over a team without doing that and taking that opportunity away for you. So I'm truly sorry for that. When it comes to the co-coaching, I don't want to co-coach the 5th-6 boys teams. If anything, I want to be like the coach for the other teams. I'd rather be your assistant. I want to give you full responsibility of being able to be, this is your year and your opportunity to be able to be a coach. If you want my help in practices, I'm there to be your assistant. But I just wanted to let you know that you have my blessing, and I am truly sorry for that. So,
thank you.
So, and then when it comes to the coaching, like, I've talked with Kelly Lane. She said that she'd be okay with me assisting her. Whatever decisions you
we
make.
Talked, I already told you, I think that it'd be great.
Okay.
I never want to deny a parent of helping out with their kids.
I appreciate that.
I think it's awesome, even more. I mean, more the better.
Yep.
Travis, whoever parent wanted.
Yep.
Great. I'm always for that.
Me, I'm going to help.
Yep.
So then that's where I just wanted to, like just... And I don't want to put a name on it, but just, like, I want to, like, be able to bounce around to all the teams. I know the only team that I really haven't heard from or talked about or talked to is 3rd-4th. They have 3 coaches.
Yeah.
If they're comfortable and they're all set, then by all means, I don't want to step on any toes. But they can always reach out to me, Liza, Billy, and Ava, if anybody has any questions.
Oh, what a great crew that
yes,
is.
Yes, it is. I'm
that's
super
awesome.
Super,
I was going to say, that's who she mentioned in here.
And that's why it's Ava and Liza's there. Whatever. If you guys
it
still want
like
to
like they're very confident when they're here.
Yeah, that's a good crew.
Yeah, so and
that's,
I,
and
like,
that's exciting.
I said I emailed her. I emailed everyone the volunteer form. I have not received any back, but I also did tell any of the ones that are in the school district, if they've already filled them out, they don't need to fill them out again, or they can just drop them off at the school. So I don't know. So we'll have to check in on that.
So I did send Jerry a list of just everybody, so then she can get back to you guys about who does or doesn't have them. So then I can.
And like I said, I sent one to Adam. I have not heard back, but I haven't checked the email in the last hour and a half. So
yeah, just to finish up on the whole basketball thing, the only thing I would like is at the parent athlete meeting and maybe even the 1st-5th-6 boys meeting, if I could have the ability to at least talk to the parents and the athletes to let them know that I'm still here, but these are your coaches and I'm going to be bouncing around, just so everyone's on the same page that Nick's still helping. I'm not giving up. But just so you know, these are your guys that you need to go to with the coaching. So in that way, it's just an easy transition into
a handoff.
Yes, if that's okay with you.
Can we help you prepare introductory speeches for each of us when you do this, or are you just gonna?
Whatever. If you guys just want to give me something, I just want to just say like, hey, like Trevor and Adam are your guys' guys this year. Right. I'm gonna assist. But I might not be here at every practice. Right. Might not be here at every game. But, and that goes for all teams. And I don't want the third, fourth, I don't want to be like, they got three coaches, they're good. I want them to still feel like they have my support.
Yeah.
Either way. Yeah. So, yeah, and that's definitely. And that's really it. I just want to address the parents on like, hey, and I don't want any of these kids to feel like, why did Coach Nick just leave us?
Well, I will send you how I want to be introduced.
Yeah, you got it.
Be fabulous.
All right, so now to other. So the rest of the soccer stuff was brought in to me today at the office. With that being said, I was going through it because it was brought up that not everyone had paid. Going through that, the people that have paid, who said they have said that they paid versus how much money we have does not add up.
We don't have the list of who did, who didn't.
Well, that's the thing is, we have too much money. Well, not too much, but like, we made more than what my list says.
So some of the parents.
Some of the parents
paid, but we don't.
But we don't know who.
So we got more than what we should have.
So
sort of, because then you mentioned it before that not throughout all of it, not all of them paid in your career.
Yeah. So not like what it is so we have a. Per my calculation, I have a list here somewhere. About around $400 has not been paid. But, well, no, sorry. $400 from this list I have calculated have not been paid. But that's
just the soccer
this
year.
Just the soccer this year. But with that being said, when I looked, Melissa got me the number from the how much we've put into the four registrations, how much I've added up here, we still had, I think it was like $100, maybe a little less, that was unaccounted for.
Like unassigned to parent.
Yeah. So my question is, I also don't know if all of these children played soccer. So maybe that might be where some of this money is coming from. But the other thing is, I don't really feel comfortable, but maybe one of you guys will, going to each of them and being like,
hey, do you have soccer registration?
Yeah, like, did you pay the soccer registration?
But is that something that the committee could just email those parents?
Well, but that's, I could email them and be like, if you feel this is a mistake, but how do I also know that
they're truthful?
Like, I don't know.
Well, you could just say, the same thing if I went to someone and they I paid.
But
couldn't you make it like a blanket thing where it's like, hey, we have down that you haven't paid your $35 for registration, and then if they come back with no, I did, and then maybe that's where.
But the problem, like, I just don't know. Like,
you could be chasing circles.
I could be chasing circles, and I don't.
But you would at least get your list narrowed down. So you got 10 of them. 5 of them say, oh, I paid, and then the other 5, oh, yeah, I got to get that to you, you know.
Or, I make a motion.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
I hate to say it, but it sounds like we're going to have to take the loss on and just be more vigilant.
Like I said, going forward, we should have a deadline of when the paperwork and the money needs to be due by.
So, like, I know I put on, like, I've been letting people know, like, you can collect your registration form at the meeting.
Yeah, so
please bring that form back with your registration fees back to your first practice.
Yeah, so I think that's what we should have everyone do, and that if they don't have it, we need to let them know that at the second practice, they have to have it, or they can't be practicing.
Or they can't play games.
I think their registration sheet says paid at the top, too, doesn't it?
Well, like, we can... But
my issue is
none of them were checked off.
Like, Roxanne's already paid for Metro.
So it was a clerical error.
We do have a spot where we can check it, but the problem is none of these were checked. They just went through all of them today.
Any volunteers? Well, probably not.
They
So I've gone through all of them. There's one, but it also looks like the parents handwriting. So I'm like, I don't know
if
this is Smitty or right.
Well, she doesn't have a kid. She's a teacher, so she doesn't have a kid, and she was the preschool through second grade coach in Kelly. So I guess.
Yeah, I make a motion that we just cut the losses from this mess that happened right now, and then figure out a different process moving forward to keep better track.
Well, that's just it. Like with the coaches, like are the coaches going to be responsible collecting money?
Well, that
money?
I'll get into.
Well,
this
I think the money thing is the coaches in practice, like the second practice, and we gotta have a checklist, and you receive the
paperwork. Well, and that's
the
thing.
Money,
so
I
have
on
the handout that I will give to each coach, it shows has a spot for paid, date paid, and how, and then when they return their uniforms. And that being said, but also, like, the first couple, maybe one of us can just be there to collect.
Yes, agreed.
Collect
I
these
got this
things.
But
that's the only
I got this motion out on the floor, but I want to tell you what I think about collecting payments, too. Yeah. So the motion out on the floor right now is to waive the fees for this year and figure out a different process moving for soccer. Waive the fees for soccer and figure out a different process moving forward.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I don't think coaches should be responsible for collection of payments. I do think
that's what
I don't mind them collecting money if the parent gives them to them.
Yeah.
But I'm not comfortable with coaches being like, hey, where are those funds? Hey, where's the
Well, and I was going to say, like, if you guys as a committee collect some at the beginning, then the coaches don't know who you collect from.
I think what we should do is that first
meeting where you introduce the coaches, the money in the registration form should be due at then.
Well, and that's the thing is I can get pens and everyone can fill everything out. So what I can do is send out another email to them tomorrow just saying,
make sure you
please
bring your fees.
Please bring your registration fee with you at this meeting. And then that way I'll bring extra pens and
forms.
Printed a bunch of forms and they can fill them out and we can collect them right there.
Well, then, so another thing, too, is I don't know if you were aware, but the last committee, we always waive volunteer fees.
That was going to be my next question. Okay. So do we want to continue waiving volunteer fees? I think yes, but...
I don't know if I necessarily have an opinion about that, to be honest. Only because I would never want anybody to not play over money. It's always just kind of worked itself out.
Yeah.
As far as
I feel like if we have some kids that it's brought to us and the parent wants to do a payment plan.
Or even at least like we talked about previously as the old committee that like if you have someone come to you that says we can't afford this, then you allowed them, but we as a committee needed to contact. Wow. So that way that was written on that paper saying, okay, at least this is accounted for.
Yeah.
This
is a scholarship or something like that. So I think we just need to keep track of that.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm fine with having a payment. Okay, I can't make this whole $35 today, but I can do 10,
right?
And then I can bring you 10 more, and then 10 more.
Yeah.
Yep.
And like, somebody just magically pays the rest of it.
Yes, or someone magically pays the rest of it. But like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want a kid.
They show good faith and start. I say we should say, okay, if you're in that hard
like,
time,
because I don't
want to
see
here for you.
Kid not play because of money.
Hands down.
But I also
we
need to keep track. Mm-hmm. We need to know who hasn't paid.
I think it's going to be a repetitive thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'll be a repetitive
thing.
Which is okay.
We'll all learn which ones are those kids that need extra help and scholarships.
And that's what we're here for.
And maybe what we can do going forward is now that we're getting everything back together, we can start doing like fundraisers or something, whether we're doing a bottle drive or something where we can get money for scholarships for these kids.
I've always wanted to do a spaghetti dinner down at the gym.
I raise pigs. I always wanted to be a pig roast down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we're
good idea for spring. Yeah, spring or summer.
Yeah.
And then maybe winter if there's any chance to get in the gym on a Saturday or a Sunday and just have
just
a
so that we
spaghetti.
Can,
I think just in the middle of the winter. Why not? Nice hot spaghetti dinner in the middle of the winter.
And there's no practices. There's no games on Sunday. So if you even did like a Sunday lunch or a Sunday dinner.
Dinner.
Yep. And then that way you have the athletes come in. Maybe the fifth, sixth of both teams.
Yeah.
And then they come in and you have picked some that are waiters and bus
person. Yeah, because I think like we just.
I think we
so
can hit
we
both
can...
maybe. Do a late enough lunch at lunch and then go for an early dinner. For the
And then maybe
people.
You have like let people know too where like the fifth, sixth boys are the lunch or the
dinner.
And then the fifth, sixth girls are the lunch or the dinner. So then as a team they could make the dinner. And
I think that's something maybe we should try to do this year. Do we want to try to?
Yeah, I think a spaghetti dinner definitely is a good idea.
Good idea.
And I think that would just us be having to get permissions from the school.
And like I said, at some point we could also just do a bottle drive. I know like my nephew is doing one for sixth grade and they made bank.
So where do they bring them?
My brother just brought them to a place in North High Park.
Because there isn't a lot of places that count them now. So
yeah, there's the used to be. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what it's called anymore, but the River Valley Store, I don't know. That's what I still know it as. I know they do it.
So they still do redemption?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
But I also know of a place in Hardwick that does them still.
Okay.
Troy.
D&L.
You can drop them right off, and they'll take the whole bundle.
Yeah.
You just go back whenever you're ready.
Okay. And that's
those machines suck.
Yes. Yeah, and if we get, do it on 6 cents on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, and Hardwick. And you can drop those off there, too. You just label your bags. And then you can go back later
sometimes
and pick them up.
Sometimes you might want to have a rough estimate of how much you have.
Yeah.
I was a bottle
counter.
I know what you mean.
That's anywhere you go,
unfortunately. Every penny goes to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think we should maybe start doing getting some ideas for these fundraisers just so that we have the funds for these ones that need the scholarships.
I'm up for a spaghetti dinner. And also Max's dad, Andrew, is a DJ, and he might be willing to maybe bring his equipment down there one night and
somebody
could have a dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that'd be fun. Like $10.
Exactly.
Family or athlete or something
like
that.
And like
that'd
even
be fun too.
Yeah.
And like this year, I don't think we could pull it off, but next year we could do concession stands during the games. I know popcorn sells like crazy at games. I hate cleaning it up, but it sells like crazy.
don't send the machine underneath the fire alarm.
Getting people to volunteer and all that fun stuff is always the hard part. But
you put it underneath the fire alarm?
So over at Cambridge, their tournament last, the year before, they had it in their little thing, and it set off the smoke alarm, and everyone had to wait outside for an hour for the fire department to come and get the alarm off. So, yeah, don't do that.
Oh my God.
Now she cooks in her basement.
She cooked in the... It was always cooked in the basement when I was a kid.
Right, right. She had
that's where you had to go.
Right.
It was just in between the players.
Yeah.
What were you eating popcorn in Cambridge for?
In the tournaments.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, but it was, like, all the concessions when I was a kid were in the downstairs.
Which is the cafeteria.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember that, too.
That all of that, like, you weren't hanging out up top. Mm-hmm. You were downstairs.
Well, I guess they're not allowed to use it anymore.
Oh,
because
okay, that makes sense.
Past experiences.
Kids being kids.
Guys, I'm probably going to be taking off here in a couple minutes. So
safe flight.
Safe flight.
We made it.
Safe travel, babe. See you later.
See
you later. Love you, bye.
Okay, do we have anything else we need to discuss?
We did another fundraising where parents brought in things. Just here, there, whatever.
Right, just
you know,
baked
some,
goods.
Yep, just baked goods, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that was when we were doing the concessions, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always a good idea.
So,
yeah.
Just to
bring
in some.
I mean, I think we could pull off concessions. I just think you'd have to do it where if you look at the schedule, and I would have concessions on a Saturday where you have boys and girls playing.
Absolutely.
And
I
would tell the coaches, please pick a few girls
each time.
Run the concessions during the boys and have the boys pick and have them run the concessions during the girls.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm going to try my best to be at Saturdays. I do work. But my Saturdays that I don't work, I will try to be there. And I don't mind standing there with the kids if
We could do a pizza too. Go up to the local store and ask them if they don't mind donating a little bit cheaper pizza to come down here for the school.
Yeah. I would go
to the furthest one away myself. I think it's better.
Well, like you said, maybe we should just stick to like the small things to begin with.
But, like maybe we just try doing the spaghetti dinner for right now and maybe doing a bottle drive in the spring. Mm-hmm. And then maybe if that goes well, we can move to the pig roast in the summer.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe just try to do one thing each season. So, like, in the fall, I'm not really sure what we would do, but I don't know. But, like, another pig roast. And because I know spaghetti dinners are definitely a common thing for winter, so, or... The other thing that when I was a kid we did, because sometimes there was a ton of spaghetti dinners, but is chicken pot pie dinners. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's like, we cool. could rotate, like, mm-hmm. 1 year we do spaghetti, 1 year we do chicken pot pie or whatever.
And then we just got to get all the information out to the townspeople so everyone can be invited.
Which we can post on Front Porch Forum again. I'll post on the Facebook. We can put little flyers out in town.
Have a bunch of flyers, maybe bring the kids around one day. And stick them in some mailboxes. And
yeah, or if we...
Are you allowed to do that
anymore? No, I was going to say, no, you can't.
Don't have the kids do that.
We found out.
All right, don't do that. That's a bad suggestion.
Taken back.
We did that. We had
I resent that.
Just put them in. She didn't even put stickers or nothing. We got calls thinking, we just did it. And we're like, no, we did not do that.
But we could...
They just didn't put a... One sticker on.
But we could like send like a stack of them into the school and ask them to put them in the kids' backpacks. We can post it at all the stores here.
Give me a bunch of stacks. I'll go knock on doors.
Or we can do that if someone wants to go do that.
It'd be great for the kids to do that anyway.
I just know so many of the older community members and other people would love to just come down and have a spaghetti dinner
absolutely.
On a Sunday. Well,
yeah. Or they also just, really love seeing those kids knock on their doors, especially during the wintertime, because you'll be surprised how many are like, can you grab that shovel right there? Both my kids shoveled so many driveways last year.
Yeah.
So I think...
So if we do get the spaghetti dinner, I would say, like, probably get that going and maybe try to...
I was
going to
say, does anyone want to reach out to the school and try to... Do you,
make it on
the school.
Okay, do you want to see?
Yeah.
See if there's a Sunday or a Saturday. More like a Sunday, probably.
I would say Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, let's shoot for a Sunday at noon and then at 5.
What about our game for spaghetti? I mean, is that too far-fetched?
It just might be a lot. The kids are also going to be tired,
dinner,
sweaty,
but,
and runny and stuff. And then they got to do, you know, running, I mean, and sweaty. And they're going to be tired. So maybe having to, like, get cleaned up and then have to do a spaghetti.
Yeah,
dinner.
I think,
like,
well, and not
I like
only
to try
that.
To make
no, no,
it
no,
like
confession
kind
of it, you know. People are just going to come in and, you know, it's hot, it's late, it's around supper.
Yeah.
It's easy. Same thing with pizza.
Yeah,
if kids want to.
Yeah. So,
or we could have our spaghetti dinner where we have them all sit down, and then if we have a leftover spaghetti that, like, in boxes or sauce
exactly.
that we haven't used, then we can definitely do it like
that. That's
use
a,
it for
even
extra,
better. Even better.
You know?
Whatever's
yeah.
left. Yep.
But so then I'll go around because I'm at 5 grocery stores with my job a lot. So I'll ask like Chopper's and Hannaford's. Huh?
Are you pricing everything?
No, I just order and then put it away.
5 grocery stores.
So yeah, no. So I go to 5 groceries and I sell and then put it away. But so I got good relations. I'll just ask like if anyone can donate spaghetti or donate spaghetti sauce and maybe some garlic bread.
Yeah,
something like
some
that.
Pasta
and
see what we can
and
get.
And
paper plates.
And I'll let them know
everywhere.
If you guys are willing to donate and stuff, we'll you have a sign or something, we'll put it
up
and say thank you to Hannaford's in the gym while we hold this spaghetti dinner.
Definitely.
I was going to say, if they have a sign and we can make an announcement, like we want to thank all of our people that donated and we can have a list of who it is.
We could potentially, I mean, I don't know. Are you guys okay if I touch base with Andrew too, just to feel him out if it'd be something?
Well, the dance, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest, I would say I'm really interested in having a dance and a spaghetti.
Yeah,
that's what I was just thinking. Yeah. Like, because those aren't too much to do back to back. You eat the dinner, they all shoo out, and people stay for the dance.
Well, like maybe if we have like the dinner at the end of or beginning of January, and then have like the dance
in
the beginning of February. You know, so.
Valentine's
or you
Day
mean the same day? Have the dance and the spaghetti dinner the same day?
Go to dinner and a dance.
How would you charge for that then? Would you charge extra for the dance stay longer?
Yes, yeah, so you pay when you go in to eat dinner, and then
what we could do is like do dinner from like 4 to 6. And, then seven to
8 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, started.
So now what kind of people have to leave
and come back? That's a good idea.
I think it might be a better idea to have it at a certain time, be done, and then put on that really old music and watch and get the old people out there dancing and the kids. And
when I'm thinking,
it might
too,
be interesting.
But I was just thinking too with
an
the dance.
An old style barn dance.
Like, you know, cool. If you're out there and you're serving spaghetti.
Is that too much?
And you're doing that as a kid and you want to go to a dance, you probably want to go home and
get
changed
and
dressed and come into a dance.
Yep.
Especially if you're bustling tables and you got spaghetti sauce all over you.
Yeah.
But we could definitely do one in January and one in February.
Or like she said, or do it like where it's an hour.
Yeah.
So it gives
do
the
time,
for the kids to leave.
Leave or at least just go into the bathroom and change or something.
Okay, I'll reach out to Andrew and see what's up. I'll hint about that too to Chris in case there's something special we need to know about a dance because of the evening or whatever.
Well, I checked out the gym Monday through Saturday. So we will have to just let him know exactly when the date is we plan on doing it so then he can let
check
us.
Yeah.
Sunday's my one day I don't work, so just let me know. My one day a week that I don't work. So I think we start off with those and see where it brings us. And then next year, if everything starts panning out well, we can definitely start doing concessions at the basketball games and stuff like that.
I would like to see a tournament myself, but
we used to do a tournament too. So maybe we can eventually start to get back on that too.
I know we don't have room. We're really cramped. I'd like to see it. I don't know if we can do it, but
it's possible. We did it when I was a kid. It is possible. Our gym's not huge, but it is possible.
It's packed in with extra stuff.
Well, so now, the gym has a lot of stuff in the corners
stuff.
And they've been after the school for the last few years to get it cleaned up. And it's a lot better than it was, but it still has stuff in it.
No, I was going to say, I haven't been in the school.
With extra outbuildings and everything.
Well, I just go for town meeting. That's it. I don't really look around.
I don't think anyone's talked to Chris Dodge though yet this year.
Okay,
I'm
happy to have that conversation.
Yep. I haven't, and I don't think anyone has because we're just getting to the basketball.
I'm still waiting on him to get back to me on the message board. So he still hasn't gotten back to me. I've called him a few times too.
Well, I think is that everything.
That is.
Someone wanna?
And we can all call Chris and ask him about it.
Yeah.
I might. You know, 2-3 calls. And say, oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. No. I'm sorry I cut you off there for a second. I was two different things. I make a motion. We adjourn. 6:30.
All right.